To get better crop production, farmers use anhydrous ammonia to increase nitrogen levels in the soil. To get greener lawns, homeowners use fertilizers that can also increase nitrogen and other nutrient levels. But excess nitrogen gets carried away by rainstorms. For all or parts of 31 states, that nitrogen is washed into ditches and creeks and rivers that are all part of the Mississippi River Basin. All of that land drains into the Mississippi, and the Mississippi drains into the Gulf of Mexico. Tracy Meehan was the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Assistant Administrator for Water. Meehan points out that's a lot of runoff that all ends up in one place.
It affects most of the inland drainage of the United States, from Minnesota, from Ohio, from Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. So we're dealing with a tremendously broad system here and with tremendous challenges to protect the Gulf of Mexico.
Challenges because the nitrogen and other nutrients cause a problem. Nancy Rabelais is a professor with Louisiana University's Marine Consortium. She says the nitrogen causes a huge bloom of algae.
Well, the nutrients stimulate the growth of plants, just like fertilizers stimulate the growth of a corn plant. But the plants in the Gulf are microscopic algae.
Some of the algae is eaten by tiny aquatic animals and fish. But with a huge algal bloom, some of it just dies and sinks to the bottom. Those algae cells are consumed by bacteria that also consume oxygen. Rabelais says that depletes the oxygen in the surrounding water.
So what basically happens is that the production of algae is just too much for the system to handle.
This oxygen starvation is called hypoxia. Marine life can't live in a hypoxic area. Fish avoid it if they can by swimming away. Other life that can't move that fast dies. The size of the hypoxic zone varies from year to year. Weather across the nation affects the amount of runoff that ends up in the Gulf, but the trend has been a dead zone that's gotten bigger over the past 20 years, and according to Rabelais' research, it's doubled in size since the 1950s, when nitrogen started being used extensively in agriculture. In Louisiana, the commercial fishers and shrimpers are concerned about the dead zone. Some of the smaller operations find it difficult to travel the longer distances to find fish outside the dead zone. Nelwyn McGinnis is with the environmental organization The Nature Conservancy. Walking in a marsh area in Louisiana, she talked about how important it was to that region that farmers and homeowners in the Midwest do something to try to cut back on the amount of fertilizer that ends up in the Gulf of Mexico.
Certainly, any ways that you can reduce the fertilizer runoff would certainly be of value. And I know each farmer can imagine their impact hundreds of miles away in the Gulf of Mexico, but each one adds up and has an effect.
But powerful agricultural interests say the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is not caused by nitrogen fertilizers in the farm belt. The American Farm Bureau has kept up a steady campaign of denial of responsibility. Reports and essays published by the Farm Bureau question researcher Nancy Rabelais' findings. Rabelais says the Farm Bureau can question her all at once. Her published work has been reviewed by other scientists in close to a dozen major scientific journals.
We don't believe in collecting data and putting it on a shelf. We get it to the scientific public, and we also try to translate it so that the public, including the agricultural community, can understand what it's saying.
Whether the agriculture community wants to hear what those data are saying is another question. However, the government is taking it seriously and is looking at ways to reduce the amount of nutrients being washed into the Gulf of Mexico. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.